Yeah.
I think that we have to ask, what do they like about Rockland, or what were they surprised by, in addition to what would they like to see? Because I don't think we should be just changing ourselves for whatever cruise ship
related to
passengers
that is what did they see?
Yeah.
Do they come to spend money, or do they come to see cultural stuff? Are they more likely to go to the Owl's Head Transportation Museum than or the Sharp's Wharf?
Yep.
And there's no way to necessarily come up with an economic model for that.
Right. So is it like, I'm just trying to think about the equivalent to that on Acadia would be, you know, you come to Bar Harbor to go see Calicmount, for example. Something like that. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question.
Does anybody know, like, how many people actually take these surveys? Like, say you have 1,000 people on a ship. I mean,
so,
I hate taking surveys.
I don't know. I think
person.
That's part of what we need to figure out yeah. with the universities. Like, what is a good sample size that's going to give us the you know, a level of confidence in our results?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but this seems like it'll be kind of an in-person thing. So the survey... The people who are administering the survey, they're going to have some sort of goal. Like, we need to hit at least this many people today in order to get a good sample size.
So you need to keep the survey relatively short and easy yeah. questions, and yeah. there's an art to designing it so you can quickly get through people and
yeah.
and make sure you hit your sample size so that
yeah, we're,
you can draw some conclusions from your sample.
We talked with them. It's like, you know, 5-10 minutes is probably more too much, like
yeah,
5 to
yeah.
10 minutes at the most.
And
yeah.
you brought up that there's three parts to the, or three kinds of survey. When they
yeah.
stop somebody on the street and they ask them, are you on a cruise ship? Are you on the Fram? Are you on the celebrity, whatever?
Yep.
And they say something, they're going to answer this set of questions.
Right.
But what's the questions we want to ask the people who are, when they say, no, I took my car, I drove over here from,
yep.
you know, are those the same questions, or how do we change those questions?
So I think that's a great question to kind of go around the room to talk about. In our sort of pre-planning, some of those questions are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some are different.
Are we going to be surveying people that come here by car?
Well, I think we'll call them like a land-based tourist. So if you're just surveying somebody downtown, you know, we want to make sure we do hit. One of the things that we talked about was trying to get a comparison of sort of the experience of a cruise ship passenger versus a land-based tourist.
Isn't this all going to be structured by the people at USM, aren't they, the statisticians,
yep.
and they're going to structure it? And maybe they'll come up with something more general. How did you get here? Why did you come here? What was your experience?
Perhaps.
You know, rather than, you know, something that's focused entirely on a cruise ship person. I don't know. I'm just saying that. Isn't it their responsibility to
yeah,
come up with that?
It is part of it, I think, but our responsibility is to make sure that we're providing them with the goals.
The questions.
Not necessarily the specific questions, but these are the things
yes.
that we'd like to try to get
right.
out of this. Now help us figure out how to word that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
These questions so far that we've been coming up with, or the goals of what we want to know, to me would be as fascinating from a land-based tourist as from,
yeah.
I want to know from a land-based tourist as well, why they came here.
Yep.
I don't know why they're coming to Rockland, and I want to know if they've come back, if they've been here before, and this is their multiple trip. You know?
Yep.
And I think the other aspect that the thinking was initially anyway that we'd try to capture, there were folks that expressed concern that with the large ships there would be so much crowding that the land-based tourists and a perception that the land-based tourists are more important for the economy, does it dissuade land-based tourists from being here? So part of the thinking in talking to land-based tourists was both to capture some on economic impact, although Department mm-hmm. of Tourism has some good numbers on that too, and the other part was to try to capture something about their experience so that we can see, you know, is it positively or negatively mm-hmm. affected.
So my question in that case, we're going to be asking people when the cruise ships are coming, when, to be perfectly honest, there are maybe 20% of the visitors that usually come in August. So you should have asked these questions to the land-based tourists who came to the museum today and had to wait in line to get to a painting. There was no cruise ship in town, but nobody could park. So I'm just, it's an interesting thing. We're going to be asking land-based tourists and gaining information about whether they come or not when there's a cruise ship, when technically there's nobody here, comparatively, than in August.